of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777 or biglou.com.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump's choice as interim U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Virginia has been sworn in today. It comes after the ouster of the top prosecutor. ABC's Alex Mallon has more.
It's really going to be worth watching how that U.S. attorney's office responds and whether they move forward with prosecutions of two political enemies of Trump that he singled out in a social media post over the weekend. Jim Comey, the former FBI director, and New York Attorney General Letitia James. We heard President Trump over the weekend in those extraordinary posts saying that Bondi had to act now and that he was giving her Lindsay Halligan to install at EDVA in order to move fast in those prosecutions.
The White House is expected to announce its findings into autism and possible links today. Researchers are pushing back on reports suggesting autism is connected to the use of acetaminophen under the brand name Tylenol, saying the data is limited compared to decades of science. On Wall Street, stocks are up in afternoon trading. This is ABC News. Attorneys for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, are now asking a judge to dismiss federal charges that could result in the death penalty. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more on Mangione's return to New York from a Pennsylvania prison.
His attorneys compared Mangione's dramatic return to New York, clambering out of a helicopter in shackles and surrounded by heavily armed officers, to a scene out of a Marvel movie that they said amounted to unfair, unconstitutional prejudice.
Mangione is due back in court in December. Authorities in Moldova say they've detained more than 70 people in dozens of raids Monday, all in connection with the investigation into an alleged Russia-backed plan to incite mass riots and destabilize the country ahead of Sunday's parliamentary election. The Kremlin denying the meddling claims. California authorities releasing new details in that shooting in the lobby of the KXTV ABC 10 in Sacramento. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Do Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keep coming back? Tremfya, guselkumab, may help, with rapid remission achieved at 12 weeks and lasting clinical remission at 1 year. Some even saw visible improvement of their intestinal lining at 12 weeks and 1 year. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active Crohn's disease and adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Healing is possible with Tremfya. Approximately 3 out of 10 patients were in endoscopic remission at 1 year, based on areas visualized on colonoscopy, which may not represent the deeper bowel layer or entire GI tract. Individual results may vary. Ask your doctor about Tremfya today. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Ayler. Republican lawmakers seek to close a legal loophole allowing the sale of hemp-derived THC products.
Legal hemp-derived THC products like Delta 8 and Delta 10 are widely available for sale in Wisconsin. The bill would add hemp to the definition of THC and specify that only hemp grown for industrial or research purposes qualifies as industrial hemp. The authors cite last October's accidental Delta 9 THC oil contamination at a Dane County pizza parlor in which dozens of people sought medical attention as an example of why the law change is needed. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
People affected by this summer's flooding in southeast Wisconsin will have more time to complete their taxes.
IRS spokeswoman Stacy Engel says the agency is giving people an automatic extension.
Waukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties have until February 2nd to file certain tax returns and make certain payments due to the straight line winds, the flooding, and the mudslides that happened.
Engel reminds residents that they should still get their taxes filed as soon as possible in order to get any refunds they are due. Find out more online at irs.gov. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A federal bill would spare Wisconsinites from watching Packers' rival football games.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Representative Tony Weed have introduced legislation that would require cable and satellite carriers to carry the Packers' Week 9 game for more than 400,000 Wisconsinites in 13 counties near Minnesota and Michigan. Those Wisconsin residents live in TV markets originating out of Minnesota and Michigan, which would force them to watch either the Detroit Lions or Minnesota Vikings games on Fox instead of the Packers. The bill would also require providers with Wisconsin subscribers to carry Wisconsin channels so Wisconsinites have access to news and events relevant to their state and region. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sunshine today, with highs reaching the low 70s and a calm wind. Got showers and thunderstorms sparking this afternoon and continuing to roll through our night, leaving us tomorrow morning with more patchy, dense fog, partly sunny skies, and highs in the low 70s. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
That was a tough start to the week for the grain markets. A soft red led declines in the wheat complex. Corn also ended the day with losses. But it was the soy complex and bean oil prices that led the entire complex to the downside. Lean hog futures saw solid gains, and buyers raced back into the cattle complex.
Live from the first hour of autumn, via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, we welcome Tommy Grisafi from Ag Bull Media. Later, Kerry Artak from Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com. And directly following the news, Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lowry.
All right, Davis, hey, thank you so much. Welcome to AgriTalk. You know, it was only after I read it that I realized how complex I made the open.
It was pretty complex.
I think there was at least three in there, and I might have trimmed one on the go.
Well, what we do here is we take the clarity and we put it into a jar and we shake it.
Shake it up.
And in doing so, we let it settle and we clear up the clarity. That's what we do. Yes.
Good. Yes.
You've started us off correctly.
I'm glad to be part of it. Is today the first day of autumn?
As of 1:19 p.m. corn time, it is now autumn. Yes.
Davis, this means you're going to have to put your white jeans away, right?
Well, I can still wear them around the house. I mean, there's no need to put them too deep.
For my own personal
dance parties. You know.
Those are the bell bottoms, right?
Well, it depends. If it's 70s night, you better believe it. You better believe it.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay. Soybeans just didn't find a friend today. It was just a kind of under pressure most of the day. The same story for soft red winter wheat. Hard red and spring wheat futures tried, at least. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Doggone it, if it wasn't for some terrible company, corn might have traded higher today.
Just down a few cents, not even down three.
looks like in most contracts. I don't know. I might even call that. I don't know if I would call that a loss, but I don't know if you'd call it a victory either.
Yeah,
I think
we'll see what Jack thinks about it. No. Man, that cattle complex just pushed hard to the upside. The buyers are back. And most importantly, nobody wants to sell it on a day like today. And lean hogs also trading to the upside. All right, buddy, let's get to the markets.
Well, Chip, soft red winter wheat futures led the wheat complex to the downside with double-digit losses. Hard red winter and spring wheat futures saw just modest losses. The negative attitude in wheat is persistent despite a lower U.S. dollar index and an excellent week of export loadings. USDA reported export inspections of wheat week-ended September 18 totaled just over 854,000 metric tons, and that easily topped trade expectations. Yeah. The final days of spring wheat harvest and good seeding conditions in hard red country added to selling pressure today. December soft red wheat opened a tick lower and tried to firm, but crashed through support at the September 11 contract low to post a new life of contract low close. Man. December HRW wheat futures one nickel lower, 5.02 1/4. December SRW wheat down 11 3/4, 5.10 3/4. December spring wheat closed at 5.64. That one's down 3.5 cents, Chip.
It will be interesting to see how the soft red, how the spreads trade going forward with the soft red against the hard red in the spring. Need to get a little rebalancing in here now.
Export inspections of corn in the week ended September 18 totaled 1.33 million metric tons, in line with trade expectations. USDA this morning also announced the sale of nearly 321,000 metric tons of corn for delivery to Mexico. Despite that positive demand-side news, spillover pressure from the soy complex weighed on corn prices. Adding pressure, news Argentina will temporarily remove export taxes on grains. December corn opened steady, near session highs, and after spiking support at 420, finished the day near mid-range. December corn futures 2.25 cents lower, 4.21 3/4. March corn down 2.5, 4.38 3/4. May corn futures closed at 4.48 1/2. That's down 2.5 cents on the day.
Yeah, yeah. Cleanest shirt in the laundry. That's what corn gets credit for today, yeah.
The change in export tax policies in Argentina weighed heavily on the soy complex. Export inspections of soybeans in the week ended September 18 totaled just 484,000 metric tons at the low end of trade expectations. Chip, there are reports that Brazil is ramping up its bean crush capacity in response to increasing domestic biodiesel demand, but that did little to support beans. With bean harvest set to get aggressive, November beans opened slightly lower near session highs and then fell to the lowest close since August 11. November soybeans 14.5 cents lower at 10.11. Jan beans down 14 1/4, 10.30 1/2. March beans closed at 10.47. That's down 13 3/4 cents.
Yeah, December soybean oil today down 93 points. December bean meal was down 390.
December cotton today was down 7 points to 66.22. Over to the livestocks, new world screwworm has been detected 76 miles south of the U.S. border, and efforts are increasing to stop the pest's northern movement. Traders decided that means the border with Mexico will likely remain closed. Combined with a friendly cattle on feed report on Friday and the cattle complex pushed sharply higher, October fat cattle gapped higher, filled the cap, and then pushed sharply higher. October fats all told 357.5 higher, 237.15. October feeder futures $7.25 higher, 361.35. And on the snout side, lean hogs followed cattle to the upside. August lean hog futures 82.5 higher, 98.80. Chip.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's bring in Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. Jack, it's good to talk to you, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Well, better than beans. That bean market was kind of a opening the week on a bad tone right there, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and I think we all know why. President Trump and President Xi didn't really get around to talking much about agricultural purchases by China in the U.S. and mostly including soybeans, of course. And that was widespread disappointment to the market. coming at a time when the harvest is starting to expand. The bean yields apparently coming in really pretty good. Corn yields a lot more iffy, so you saw corn hold better. But even so, that was under some pressure as well.
Yeah, yeah. You know, the export inspections report that we got early this morning was great for wheat, and wheat, it's like wheat didn't want anything to do with good news, did it?
No, not at all. And I think there's, you know, just the perception that wheat's a weed. There's too much wheat being grown around the world. Going to keep the U.S. Export demand down, which I don't necessarily agree with. I think we've seen that with the Russia cutting kind of sideline that our demand can improve. But there's a lot of people in Russia talking about record spring wheat yields and that production's actually starting to creep up over there. So maybe there's something to it.
Gotcha. Gotcha. All right, Jack. Hey, thanks for the update there, buddy. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. Jack Scoville from the Price Futures Group. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the signals that we're picking up from price action. But we're going to spend some time on the influence of the outside markets on the grains. We'll do that with Tommy Grisafi, Ag Bull Media, next.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did you just plant Pioneer Brand Z-Series soybeans again?
You bet your next-level genetics I did. After last year's huge yields, why wouldn't I want to maximize that Z-Series momentum?
Right. How could I forget about that performance? It totally beat our expectations. Let's unleash some Z-Series on those acres. Come on.
Now you're talking. With that kind of ROI, why would we plant anything else?
Plant Z-Series soybeans in the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/greatestyields.
Tariffs, trade deals, federal budgets, regulations, uncertainty abounds wherever you look. But one thing seems certain. The 2025 corn crop could break records across the United States. Talk with an AgMarket.net hedging strategist today, and we'll help you cut through the noise so you can make informed decisions based on facts. Our experienced team offers farmers and producers commodity brokerage and consulting services. Global perspective, local insight. Head to AgMarket.net or call 844-4-AG-MRKT. There's risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get this half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Farmers, thinking about doing cover crops? Christina Olson is pleased to announce cover crop and forage planting services this fall. Adding a living root onto your valued land can improve soil health, build organic matter, residue management, control soil erosion, boost crop yields, as well as increase residue to help combat white mold in soybeans. Call Christina Olson at 715-495-6104 for your cover crop needs while improving your farm's bottom line. Find her on Facebook at Christina's Cover Crops, offering winter wheat, rye, and Triticale.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
AgriTalk is brought to you by FBN Finance, helping family farms through tough times with land loan rates as low as 5.19% for well-qualified borrowers. Rates subject to credit approval and may vary. Visit FBN.com/AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you are with us on this Monday afternoon, getting another week started. Man, it was kind of a tough start in the grain markets, no question about that. But buyers were in the lean hogs, and there were basically no sellers in the cattle complex today with sharply higher prices there. The volatility in cattle is really something, and we're going to get to cattle and what's going on there. In our conversation this afternoon with Tommy Grisafi, Ag Bowl Media. Tommy, my friend, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, Chip. Good to be here. I feel like it's at least Wednesday already. I'm tired, and it's only 2 o'clock, and I got up early. And every day I get up thinking it's going to be a slow one today, and today was far from slow. We really had a lot of price action, and I don't even know if people were really ready for that move in grains. I'll tell you, that caught some people off guard.
Now, it was a lot of price action, but was there volume in the trade?
You know, I didn't look at the bottom right of my ticket. I know I was active, and I know the phones were active. And some people, we had some positions where on one of those price spikes a few weeks ago, we sold call options. We're taking those off. We're always afraid of what's around the corner, and we're not sure what that is. Is it a positive announcement? Think about where beans were last Friday. I know at one point I sent a text out to clients that we were up about 12, maybe 12, mm-hmm. 14, maybe 12 cents. We spiked up on Friday midday around 9, 10 o'clock, and then we closed down on the lows. That was, you know, from the highs to lows, a good 20 cents. Add another 20 today, 40 cents in 48 hours and no beans. And our producers need all that money. They need every penny they can get, but they're hoping there's a bigger move on the upside, and unfortunately the move came on the downside, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but Friday's downside reversal was monster. Did some damage in the way that there was just so little resistance, so little support at the September lows as the market went through it. And boy, once we got through that September 4th low, it was like the dams just opened up and whew. The selling really kicked in.
Yeah, there's a lot of people really want to be short, especially on the CTA side. Obviously, we have our natural hedgers, but people speculating in these markets, looking at fundamentals, say, we don't have China buying anything. Let's sell this thing in the harvest. And if you look at the basis, which you do, and a lot of your listeners are the basis, right? Everyone, all these farmers you talk to and all the great analysts you talk to, you see these basis anywhere from $2 under to I had a farmer tell me the other day he could sell beans 40 cents under. I said, you better jump on that.
Yeah.
And it used to be that we were 10-40 beans, and you can get $10, but the math isn't math in today. And, you know, you did say something, and I think I'll use that term. Did you say corn was the cleanest shirt in the dirty laundry pile? I like that one.
Yeah, the cleanest shirt in the laundry.
It is. It had a good close. I feel like it was up on the day after spending all that time in trading all that volume down 5, and then late in the day, couldn't find a seller, and even after the close, it traded 0.75 above settlement. We'll see what happens with crop progress here after the close.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, when it comes to the signals that Jack was taking from the market today, he went straight to China, the lack of Chinese business. We've been talking about that for so long, Tommy. I'm surprised that the market is still focused on that.
But it's not new news. I mean, even my dad, we were driving to do some stuff, and he said, you know, China still hasn't bought anything. And he watches the ag shows, too. I mean, if Pops knows it, the whole world knows it, right? And but we had that explosive move on that crop report. What was that, maybe going 4 weeks ago? Was it at the...
the August crop production and supply.
That wrecked some people's heads. Then we had that move that day, and then I believe the following Monday we had another big move.
Yep.
We blew up some people. Yeah, so people like to speculate, blew up. Maybe people were a little too aggressively short. And I think what I've told people is the big, big bearish move, it happened. It happened in the basis. It happened in the cash market. It didn't happen in the futures. It's starting to. Okay. And we know cash markets do lead all things. But in this case, are you talking about the cash market along the Ohio River? Are you talking the cash market down the Gulf, the Mississippi River? Or are you talking the PNW? Because those are four different points. And when you talk to great cash traders, they're always talking about different parts of the country, east versus west being the Mississippi River, and then where are we doing business? There are people buying some soybeans, just not our friends from China, Chip.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And, well, and to take that one step further, China has bought beans. They just haven't bought any from us. And well, they're socking them in from Brazil right now, Tommy.
Yeah, and I don't know how much longer that can last. Can they make it till December, January, Chip, without talking to us, without doing any business?
I don't think so. I think they've got to make a move on some U.S. beans for November shipment. I think they can get through the middle or maybe even the end of October, but by the time we get to November, I think they've got to get some beans from the U.S. booked, and the easiest path and the cheapest beans are going to be out of the PNW. I don't think there's any question.
But, Chip, we're going to get those beans harvested, and we're going to throw them in bags. We're going to throw them in bins. North Dakota, in particular, lost over 100 million bushels of space on those storms this summer, several tornadoes. Hey, when you see Reed Timmer up in North Dakota, you know you got a problem, right? And they did that back-to-back weekends. They had the tornado chasers up there. And fortunately, there wasn't many lives lost. We did lose lives up there, but for how bad those storms were, it was more of a monetary problem with those bins. Now, amazingly, those beans were short enough when all that stuff happened that they recovered from that, assuming there wasn't hail. So I'm starting to get good reports of beans in North Dakota, South Dakota. I did a meeting up in Minnesota. And I'll tell you what, in parts of Minnesota, now you could talk about it from the crop tour, there are counties in Minnesota with some really good corn and bean yields. And even with stinky prices, they're okay with it. When you have a record, what they're upset about is they're going to have a record crop in some things and break even or lose a little money. So they're really, everyone's waiting for these government payments. And we'll talk about it probably in the next segment with cattle, but every word Rollins says, we're at the end of our seats here.
No doubt. Hey, let's talk about the influence of the outside markets on the grains. What are you seeing, Tommy? When you see gold making new all-time highs, what's the impacts?
Well, I got in the futures and options business because of silver. I bought some little bars of silver, and I'm finally going to sell them. I have all this silver here. Don't break into my house. It's not that much. But $42, $44 an ounce for silver. Looks like silver is going to take out all-time highs. Gold, I wake up, or last night it was up 20. Then this morning I woke up, it was up 40 or 50. Pulled back a little bit, up 70. I have a couple offers for my own account, up 80 and 90, just in case we hit stops late in the day. To say I know what's going on in gold, I'm not sure, but everyone wants to own it, whoever everyone is, whether that's retail. And to talk about that retail, there is a lot of ways. When you first started at the board, as a reporter, the retail client was involved in grains. I feel like they've left. It's just pure traders, hedgers, speculators, whatever. But in retail, Bitcoin, micro gold, micro silver, the stock versions of these, there's a lot of ways to play. I mean, you can take any sports game you want and bet it any quarter you want for any combo you want. And they're doing the same thing in the outside markets. One thing I'll note is Bitcoin calmed down. Bitcoin was down a couple thousand a day, and it really looks like that gold Bitcoin, are they both the same? One's physical and one's digital. Bitcoin's taking the lead, and it wants to take out that 4,000 level, and it is new all-time high. So from the trader in me, when I see strength in gold, it gets me excited. But then I look over at crude oil and it's like 63, 64. Without a big energy move, we're going to have a hard time getting these grains up, Chip.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think you're right. I was going to try to argue with you on that comment about energy, and I can't, Tommy, because if soybean oil isn't going to come along for the ride, then it's going to be difficult to get beans. And if we don't get beans, it's going to be difficult to get corn and wheat.
But with that, we could still rally. I can give you a scenario where beans could be so much higher here in 4 or 5 months, and it's really simple. China comes in to buy them. South America has a production problem, and the speculator gets really long, and everyone knows everyone's hand. The shorts cover, and The American farmer is doing everything they can to put away these soybeans. Once they put them away, you had noted that you thought maybe China would come back in November. It gets doggone cold up north in November, and you're going to really have to, you know, give that farmer motivation to go get those beans unlocked out of there. When, with that, time will tell.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We are in the middle of a conversation with Tommy Grisafi, Agbo Media. Not done with the influence of the outside markets yet, Tommy, because I want to get your take on what is happening with interest rates. We'll do that. Then we're going to talk about some global grain flows, and we'll get to cattle before we're done. Talking with Tommy Grisafi, Agbo Media, here on AgriTalk.
Running a trucking business is hard enough. Don't let compliance paperwork slow you down. At Dakota Group, we make DOT compliance simple and easy. From MCS 150 and UCR filings to strategic advisory services and more, Dakota Group is your trusted partner for comprehensive trucking compliance solutions. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today. Call 844-426-2400 today. Don't wait. Get your trucking business DOT compliant today.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Ty Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the markets page of ProFarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were a nickel lower at 5.02 and a quarter. December soft red wheat down 11 and three quarters to 5.10 and three quarter cents. December corn futures 2 1/4 lower at 4.21 and three quarters. March corn down 2.5, 4.38 and three quarters. November soybeans 14.5 cents lower on the day, 10.11 at the close. March beans closed at 10.47, down 13 and three quarter cents. December cotton today down 7 points to 66.22. To the livestocks, October fat cattle were $3.57.5 higher, 237.15. October feeder futures $7.25 higher at 361.35. And October hogs 82.5 higher at 98.80. Get more market news every market day. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
Whether your retirement is far off or fast approaching, now's the time to plan. I'm Carrie Scott.
And I'm Tracy Fairweather. We're your local Thrivent agents, and we can help you work towards your goals with confidence. Let's connect to assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation.
Call us at 715-672-5458 to get started. That's 715-672-5458.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
From raging storms and relentless winds to unforgiving heat, Proven G3 from Pivot Bio just keeps working. Featuring the only gene-edited microbe continuously fixing nitrogen in the presence of synthetic nitrogen, Proven G3's three modes of action, feed more nitrogen, boost nutrient uptake, and amplify yield potential day in and day out. Learn more about Proven G3's durable nitrogen delivery at pivotbio.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. More clouds than sunshine today, with highs reaching the low 70s and a calm wind. Got showers and thunderstorms sparking this afternoon and continuing to roll through our night, leaving us tomorrow morning with more patchy, dense fog, partly sunny skies, and highs in the low 70s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 66 degrees.
Oh, B.
opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The truth is hard to come by these days, unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad that you were with us for a conversation with Tommy Grisafi from Ag Bull Media. Did you like the move by the Fed last week on interest rates, Tommy?
I did, Chip. I did. And we were flirting with that 4% level in the 10-year. We're trading 4.15. So this is a little bit of a repeat of what happened last time. Last time they cut rates, which was almost a year ago, they had cut rates and the 10-year went to 4% and then shot up back up to 4.50, 4.60 during the tariff debacle. So we're flirting with that 4% level, but you got to add 2-3 points to that when you talk about home mortgages. So if you want to get this, if you want to move out of your house where you have a 3-4% loan and want to buy another house, there's that spread of the people who are locked in at 3.5-4 on long-term debt. They don't want to go up to 7 or 8. Not to mention, the house they'll be moving to will cost a lot more. And one thing to talk about with the interest rates, talking about cattle at all-time highs, or talking about what it costs to produce a pound of beef or what it costs to produce grain, our growers and our farmers, they would love to have their operating lines go down. And the way it looks now, they may be a half point lower next year, but there's what the Fed does and what real interest rates do. So the Fed lowers the short-term interest rate, that they did, and they sent out the signal on the dot plot that there could be 2 to 3 more. But then the real market took over and said, no, hold my beer, I'm going back up on these rates. And Chip, when I see the stock market at all-time highs and gold at all-time highs, that doesn't look necessarily deflationary. The deflationary parts are energy markets, of course, which is such a big component of inflation. I want to go back to the first segment. We were talking about energy. One energy that's really crept up, and I kind of only know this because my next-door neighbor runs NIPSCO, which is Northern Indiana Public Service Co. He's the head engineer there. With all these data centers going in all over America, people like you and I, and my wife notices it. She's like, are utility bills high? Are we running the air conditioner too much? Is it too many freezers? I go, no, honey, the rate went up. So if we're just a small household and our rates went up, imagine how much extra it costs for farmers to pay all that extra energy price. And not to mention insurance on everything's went up. So we could sit here all day and talk about, is $4 corn the problem? Is $10 corn beans the problem? It's the cost of doing business is skyrocketing around us, Chip.
Yeah, you are exactly right. And, you know, you mentioned the operating loans in a cattle operation. At least we've got the 2-year note below the 10-year note now. That's kind of nice. I mean, we only spent like 24 months at an inverse on that. So it's nice to see that straightening out. But, boy, I'd like to let's get things back to the way they used to be, Tommy, and let's get some spreads between the 2 and the 10 and the 10 and the 30. I don't know what to make of it when we are in a situation like we are now. No doubt.
This all, Chip, it all stems from what happened 5 years ago when we were locked up in COVID. Yeah. And we, not just America, but every country made credit easier. And then we had tightened credit to stop inflation. And now we're like, do we run the risk of running a little hot, which I'd say we are, when gold's making all-time highs and the stock market's making all-time highs? It's not typical that the Fed cuts rates when those two are signaling that. But there's the other things, too, in energy. So that's extremely important to what's going on in ag right now.
Yeah, I think they're trying to light a fire into the housing and see if they can't get something going there and create a little activity. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay, some changes by Argentina. That can change up the global grain flows here, at least temporarily, Tommy.
Yeah, that caught a lot of professional traders off guard here. Argentina scrapped grain export taxes until October 31st, flooding the market with cheaper grain. So as best I understand it, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe what they did, it made every bushel that an Argentine farmer has of corn, wheat, and beans worth 20% more this morning, which instantly created sell orders and flooded the market. Is that the way you understand it, Chip?
That's how I understand it, yeah. And not only that, but it took those taxes off of the export price. And so, I mean, it all evens out, but the bottom line is Argentine grains are more attractive on the global market than what they were 24 hours ago.
Very much so. We were just getting the price where it's like, well, at least we're competitive in the world market. And I have to say, I did have the opportunity to meet Secretary of Ag Rollins a few weeks ago, and she's wonderful. But when she's putting out tweets how America's back because of all our wheat business, and wheat just hit five-year lows today, what do you say to that if you had the Secretary on, which you probably will later in the week?
No, I had her on Friday. Sorry, Tommy. And we had a conversation with her. By the way, I should have mentioned that this morning because we did not play that interview on the air here this morning because we did it on Friday. I wasn't going to sit on it, so we put it out on agweb.com.
Can you tell us about it?
Well, yeah, just real quick, when I asked her about that, what do you say to the skeptics that are pointing at the talks with China and saying that there wasn't any real progress made on soybeans? The bottom line to that was that she's glad that we've got the number one negotiator on the planet working for us to get these deals done. Okay, I don't know if that was really much of an answer. There were some other issues that she continues to be rather upbeat in a stressed situation here. So I asked her about the potential for some financial aid, and I mean the answer there was they're coming up with options A through Z, and as soon as Trump says go, they'll have something in front of him to put the okay on, and they'll be going with financial aid as soon as they can. So on one hand, everything's going good. On the other hand, we're doing everything we can to get the financial aid ready.
We're going to need both. We're going to need a market and the financial aid. I already have friends and clients who are under tremendous stress here when we talk about what money they need to get to renew operating. Let's talk about that in the grain flow. Although usually the farmer has a lot of staying power, especially if those checks show up. If checks show up in November, December, January, that'll even allow that farmer buy them more time to store grain. But if those checks don't show up till early 26, which sounds wild to say 26, then you may see more grain hit the market, not because the farmer didn't think it can go higher, but if they're sitting on 50,000 bushels of beans at $10, they're going to have to sell those to cash flow, or they're going to have to put it on a government loan. And although those government loan prices went up, that doesn't kick in until later in 26, right, Chip?
Well, you can get the loan money up front, and it can help with cash flow needs, but the ARC and the PLC payments don't come until probably October of 2026, exactly. So the safety net payments aren't there. You can get a loan and help your cash flow situation. And, Tommy, for the first time in – well, I shouldn't say the first time. There's been mentions of it over the past couple of years, but I've heard more people talking about it than ever before. And all that does, you've said it a couple of times, guys are going to put crop in the bin wherever they can or in bags, and they're going to sit on it until the markets give them some incentive to move it. Dude,
or they need the
cash,
right?
Yes, exactly. We got to go to cattle. What do you make of what's going on in here?
Well, first of all, before I start talking, I want you to know that I didn't come up with all this information. At Nesvik Trading Group, I work with a gentleman named Mike Sands. And Mike worked with Jim Wiesmeyer 40 years ago. So you could imagine the experience Mike has. But we do a morning conference call every morning from 7:45 to like 8:10. And they mostly talk cattle. And Mike has been so consistent about saying that, you know, the cash market's leading, demand's good. But he gave a speech out in Dodge City a month ago, and Mike's whole speech, he flat out said to the crowd, there was about 40 ranchers there, he said the back months are undervalued. Now, here I'm thinking we're at record highs that day and every other day, and he's saying the back months were $8 undervalued versus the fronts. Now, fast forward to what happened today with these announcements, whether it was the screw worm. People are talking about the screw worm. I think the bigger news was that Rollins had said that there's going to be a plan announced maybe in the next few days to pay the rancher to retain heifers, and that would put even less cattle in the feedlots. Did you get that note?
It was, yeah, I did, but it was, talk about buried and almost camouflaged in the screw worm announcement, Tommy. It's like they didn't want anybody to see it.
Well, I'm lucky at this group. There's a cattle chat group, and so they're blah, 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 this and that. All of a sudden, you're looking, and three, well, what did we go out to? Three of the months in the feeders that I watched were limit up, and not just limit up for a five lot, limit up for 200 contracts. That was plus 925 and bid for a few hundred more on the back month feeders. And it felt like at first it was a screw worm, but it's much deeper than that. So if I'm understanding this note I'm reading right, it's just common sense. If you're going to retain these heifers to build the herd, which, by the way, yesterday President Trump on Fox News, Peter, is it Darcy or his father was Ducey. A famous reporter? Ducey, thank you. He said, what's your favorite food? And President Trump said steak. And you take that back 2 weeks ago when he said, oh, we'll get those cattle prices down.
Yeah.
He's got so many things on his plate, and he does have steak on his plate. He just has no clue where it came from or how it was raised or the numbers of that. That man is dealing with so much right now with this country, with what's going on in the world. He just likes steak. I mean, God bless him. I love him. And we love steak, but we got to make it. Limit up's a lot to handle in one day, Chip.
Yo, it is. Even when we're talking about the kind of values that we are, $360 in November, a $9 move is still a $9 move. Tommy, we could talk all afternoon, buddy. Thank you for making time
Thank
for
you.
Us. All right,
Thank
Tommy Grisafi, Ag Bull
Joe,
Media.
Thanks, guys.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love, and love what you find.
With curbside pickup and delivery available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This sandwich, it's a complete game changer. Hello, this is Mike, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club is that juicy chicken with that toasty pretzel bun. That bun, it's crispy, cozy, just amazing. With the pretzel bun, the Dijon mustard, and the chicken, it makes that sweet, savory kind of combination. It's everything that you love about food rolled into one. It looks phenomenal. It tastes great. It's delicious.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Championship teams know the game plan. They communicate and work together to win. We all need a game plan to protect ourselves online. Talk to family and friends so they know how to stay safe too. Create strong passwords, turn on multi-factor authentication, update software, and recognize and report phishing. Because online safety is not something you want to fumble. Get more game-winning tips at cisa.gov/secureourworld. Then share them with family and friends.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Do you suffer from talking on the radio phobia? No problem. Send us a tweet at hashtag AgriTalk.
Lazy yellow moon coming up to welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Man, fun conversation, good conversation with Tommy. I always enjoy getting him on here and having talking about what's going on in the markets. Tommy Grisafi, Agbo Media. Okay, Kerry Artak, Artak Advisory and WickedStocks.com joins us right now. Hey, Kerry, how you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Chip. Thanks for asking. How you doing?
Doing real good, real good. For the first
good to hear.
Few hours of fall 2025, I'm doing pretty doggone right. good. Yeah.
That's great. Nice.
Yeah. All right. So, Kerry Artak, if you want to take a look at what Kerry and his team does on the commodity side, go to artakadvisory.com, A-R-T-A-C, advisory.com. Get signed up for the free trial there. On the equity side, go to wickedstocks.com, and you can see what Kerry and his team are doing there. We're going to get a look at what's happening in hogs, soybeans, and the SP coming up here in just a second. So let's get to it with the hogs.
Yeah, December 25 lean hogs. These hogs are in this two-month rising channel top, the base of which is 85.95, and the ceiling is 91.17. We closed, our last trade I saw was around 88.75, so we're smack dab in the middle of that. So you can sell 91.17, rising a little bit every week, and you can buy 85.95, rising in an equal proportion. We could hold inside that channel all the way through October, and then we would have significant longer-term signals if we closed above or below that area. So if we were to close above 91.17, I see the Dease contract actually forging a significant rally into later year, into later December contract life, where it could reach 150, 100, 101.50, the very low 100s, significant long-term price ceiling that may contain buying into next spring for the broader lean hog market. But I don't see that unless we close above 91.17. And the downside, the 85.95 level, if we close below it, just the opposite, 75.50, then likely within 1 to 2 months, where we could bottom out into December expiration. On to November 25 soybeans. We've been breaking the last few days, and in fact, today, Monday, we closed below a significant price floor at 10.12¾. We closed today at 10.11, even just below that area. But I'm going to call this a sell signal through October. I see now over the next 3 to 5 weeks, the 9.58½ to 9.69 even region. That is kind of a wide 10-cent range of long-term support, not only for the November contract on its chart, but the broader weekly continuation chart also has loads of support in the upper 950. So holding below 10.12¾, I maintain essentially a 9.58½ target that I think is in reach by the end of October, where November could bottom out into its expiration and the broader soybean futures market, that is to say the January and March 26 contracts, could actually bottom out into next spring. Upside, if we can close the week back above 10.12¾, that does neutralize those downside expectations, but only anticipates then roughly 10.42½ within a couple of weeks. 10.42½ can contain buying into later October, and it is our upward pivot point through October. So we are heavy below 10.12¾, expecting 9.58½. And if we close not only above 10.12¾, but also the following 2 to 3 weeks above 10.42½, then we pivot aggressively upside again, 10.82 even, a 10.95 even, likely within about 3 to 5 weeks of closing of 10.42½, where once again, November finds significant overhead price ceiling and the broader market can contain buying, into next spring. So heavy below 10.12¾ is the bottom line. 9.58½ is now expected by the end of October, where we could bottom out into next spring. And finally, The SPY, that is the S&P 500 Spider ETF, the S&P 500 index in a stock entity form, the most actively traded stock in the world, trading just below a significant five-year rising channel top that may contain buying through the rest of the year. And from here, the broader stock market can fall all the way into later year. We're presently in reach. It's 669.39, rising on a week-by-week basis. You can find it on wickedstocks.com. We offer a five-day free trial, by the way. 667¼, just below it, can contain longer-term buying pressures. This is really the last test for the broader market, in my opinion. The Triple Q, the NASDAQ 100, took out 2.5-year channel tops over the last week, and now it's up to the S&P 500 to follow suit. Otherwise, it may actually play spoiler longer term for the broader stock market. So it's important that the S&P, the SPY, close this week above 669.39. And because it's a five-year structure, I want to throw in the 1% margin of 676.08. So a Friday settlement, 676.08, and we have ourselves a 3 to 5 month rally to 745 even. Until then, we can fall back to that February high of 613.23 over the next 3 to 5 months. So we're at a very significant pivot point, man, for the broader market.
I guess.
And that's really all I got you. Yeah.
I guess. Man, oh, man. Talk about a crossroads on the equities. Good stuff, Kerry. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, Chip. You have a great day.
All right. All right. You too. Kerry Artek, Artek Advisory for Commodities. WickedStocks.com for the equities. Okay, National Weather Service, 6 to 10-day outlook. This is for September 28th through October 2nd. Guys, when you start packing lunches, you probably better throw an extra sandwich in, okay? Because when we get harvest season forecasts, and a corn and a soybean crop that is as ready as one seems to be from Nebraska to Ohio, once we get in the field, there's going to be no getting you out. And we've got above normal temperatures expected September 28th through October 2nd. And we've got below normal precipitation across the entire Corn Belt for that same time period. Now, when we jump out to the 8 to 14 day, the above normal temperatures stick around, and we get a little bit of moisture into the outlook. We've got near normal precipitation expected across the Dakotas, most of Nebraska, eastern Kansas, eastern Oklahoma, all the way over to eastern Wisconsin, eastern Illinois, and then below normal precipitation expected in Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. So, man, oh, man, it may be a case where we're not going to see a whole lot of interruption in harvest once we get started. Thank you so much for listening today. Come back tomorrow morning. I got to be on the road for a couple of days. Don't worry, Michelle Ruck and Davis will be here to keep the conversations going on AgriTalk.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Wait, what hairbrush is that?
This? It's my Tangle Teaser. Total game changer.
Okay, but your hair always looks good. Mine breaks every time I brush it.
Yeah, that was me before this thing. It has this wild two-tiered teeth thing going on. It detangles without yanking.
No tugging, even wet?
Especially wet. I use it straight out of the shower. No knots, no drama. And bonus, it actually feels good.
That's honestly impressive. I just thought all brushes were the same.
They're not. This one was made with hair health in mind. Any type. Fine, curly, coily. It's kind of obsessed with being gentle.
Well, now I'm obsessed. Where did you get it?
Amazon. Here. See? And if you use promo code TANGLE10OFF, you'll save 10%.
Okay, sold.
Told you. Bad hair days don't stand a chance.
Tangle Teaser. Detangling without the drama. Say bye-bye to bad hair days. Find Tangle Teaser on Amazon.com and use promo code TANGLE10OFF to save 10%. That's Tangle Teaser on Amazon.
You're listening to WRGN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House expected to present its findings today focusing on autism after Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. vowed to look